Algoma District School Board trustees and administrators were given an overview of the board's anti-sex trafficking protocol at their meeting held on Tuesday. It is a myth that sex trafficking only happens in less developed countries. We've had cases that we've dealt with, said Joe Maurice, ADSB Superintendent of Education. Maurice did not provide numbers of cases, but said the board is currently compiling data. We know that Ontario is a hotspot for trafficking in Canada. The Sioux and Algoma area itself is a hotspot in Ontario because of the location of the Trans-Canada Highway, the International Bridge, the Seaway, the railroads, Maurice said. All school boards in Ontario are required to develop anti-sex trafficking protocols to identify warning signs that a student may be a victim of sex trafficking and to help the victim. The protocol will support and coordinate action by all community partners to identify and recognize sex trafficking and develop resources to facilitate early and appropriate intervention, Maurice said. We see schools as one of those key areas where we can early identify, for awareness and proactive measures to help reduce the potential for sex trafficking and human trafficking in Ontario. Sex trafficking is a crime in Canada and includes recruiting, harboring, transporting, obtaining or providing a person for the purpose of sex. It involves the use of force, physical or psychological manipulation or deception. Most individuals who are trafficked for the purpose of sexual exploitation are women and girls. Over 20% of police reported cases of sexual exploitation involve victims under the age of 18. Warning signs that a student may be a victim of sex trafficking include drop in grades, withdrawal from social activities, a noticeable change in behavior, being tense, nervous or anxious. Change in attire or expensive clothing, carries one or more cell phones with blocked or private phone numbers, increased drug and or alcohol use. The ADSB's anti-sex trafficking protocol states that all school board employees, including teachers, administrators and other school staff, will be provided with regular training sessions and access to support materials regarding anti-sex trafficking. Board employees and volunteers, principals, mental health workers, school counselors and child protection agencies form the team that deal with cases of sex trafficking among students, should it occur and should it be reported. Police will be called in if someone within a school is engaged in trafficking. The ultimate goal, while helping the victimized student, will be to get her, him back into a regular school routine. Details of the ADSB's anti-sex trafficking protocol may be found on the board's website. I am very sorry that we have to develop policies and procedures on this horrific issue, but education is an important part of intervention and prevention, said Jennifer Sarlow, ADSB chair. The Huron Superior Catholic District School Board also has an anti-sex trafficking protocol in place, discussed by that board's trustees and administrators at a recent meeting.